Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Adam Vingen from The Athletic. And we are very pleased to bring our next guest to the microphone, one of the most popular players in the history of the Nashville Predators. Jordan Tutu is on the line with us. Jordan, how's it going, my man? Thanks for taking the time to come on with us today.
Life is great. Thanks for having me this morning, guys. Appreciate it.
Of course.
Absolutely. Hope you and your family are doing well during this time. And Jordan, we were talking about, I mean, you were just such a fan favorite here in Nashville. What do you remember about the special connection that you had between yourself and the Predators fan base?
Well, first and foremost, you know, coming in as a young 20-year-old kid, you know, pretty overwhelming. And right from the start, I just felt that, you know, our fan base really took me in as one of their own. And you know, for me, honestly, there wasn't a lot of pressure to perform because, you know, the Nashville Predator fan base, whether the team is winning or losing, they still supported us, and I still see it to this day, which is great.
Jordan, there's a lot of moments throughout your career here that stand out, and the energy you brought to the team, the big hits, the fights you were a part of. But one of the things that immediately comes to mind to me was Game 5 in Anaheim. The series is tied 2-2. You have two assists in that game, including setting up Jared Smithson's game-winning goal in what was one of the more pivotal games in the history of the franchise. What do you remember about that game and that play specifically?
Not a lot, honestly, but, you know, now thinking about it, you know, obviously playoffs is a whole nother animal. And I think a lot of people don't realize the intensity of how every game matters. And, you know, whether you win or lose, you got to put that game behind you. And, you know, game four going into overtime, you know, I remember a few guys in the dressing room saying, you know what, we have nothing to save it for, guys. We're going to go home with a W. And, you know, everyone just kind of put their head down and went to work. And, you know, in thinking about it, I think I was behind the net and I got a pass. I can't remember who our line mate was, but pass came to my stick and Smitty was coming down the pipe and, you know, it was perfect timing on his end. I was able to slide the puck through the defenseman's legs and Smitty tucked her in. And, you know, a lot of excitement, but, you know, I think as a group of guys, we knew that, you know, after that game, we had to enjoy the moment and move on to the next one. And, I mean, what more could you say? Assisting on a game-winning goal in overtime in the Stanley Cup playoffs was pretty remarkable.
Jordan Tutu, former Predators fan favorite here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Jordan, here at ESPN 102.5, we are doing a Nashville sports bracket, the best Nashville athletes of the last 30 years in the Tim Corbin region that is being voted on today. Paul Kariya is a ninth seed in the 16-seeded bracket, facing John Henderson, who was a football player for the University of Tennessee, NFL pro, who also went to school in Nashville, high school in Nashville. You had the opportunity to play with Paul Kariya. Just when you consider his career as a whole, being around Paul Kariya, what do you remember most just about his impact on the Predators, as well as being a great player overall?
Just a fantastic human being. You know, not only did I get to play with PK, I was roommates with him on the road. So as a young kid, you know, being able to watch, you know, his actions, his leadership, first and foremost, was unbelievable. You know, as a kid growing up, I watched him and, you know, PK was always you know, very humbled and kind and just a true professional. You know, I was starstruck when he signed and the first time meeting him. And actually, funny story, every time we were on the road, Paul would always tap me on my shoulder to get off the bus before him. And early on, I was like, wow, you know, as a young guy, you know, go ahead. Cause you know, the young guys let the veteran guys go off first and get all set up. And eventually, I came to realize like a lot of autograph seekers would, you know, think that I was Paul coming off the bus. And so I would start signing autographs for Paul to these seekers. And a few minutes later, PK would walk off the bus and guys would be like, oh man, that wasn't career. That was Tutu. So kind of funny that, you know, I kind of resembled him in some features. But you know, at the end of the day, it was a pleasure to play with him and something I'll cherish forever.
Jordan, also, you are in this tournament, by the way. You are in the Phil Bredesen region. You are there for a potential upset. You are a 15 seed on the bracket facing Mookie Betts, a accomplished baseball player, a former American League MVP, was playing for the Boston Red Sox, now plays for the Los Angeles Dodgers. So fans will have the opportunity to vote for you in that matchup. Do you want to state your case to those who are listening who might want to vote for you for pulling off the 15-2 upset?
You know what? It's just an honor to be put in this category. You know, I think in professional sports, you know, I know that, you know, off the ice, you know, athletes mean a lot to fans, and I was able to get out in the community in Nashville and represent the Predators to the best of my ability in the charitable world, and just, you know, be out there with our fans, and you know, I hope that they could appreciate, you know, the time that it takes to go out of your way. And you know, I always made sure that I signed autographs for every person. It didn't matter how long I stood there. I signed autographs till the last person was done. And because you know, as a kid, I remember waiting for autographs and how much it meant to me. And you know, my parents always said, always be humble and kind, and never forget where you come from, because you know, maybe that last person is struggling in life and needs a little uplifting, and I always remember that. So you know, for me to be able to be that person and to get out in the community and uplift our fans was an honor. And you know, I really thank city of Nashville, the state of Tennessee for following the Predators and what fan base they have now. You know, Nashville's the hockey bed of the National Hockey League.
Former Predators forward Jordan Tutu on the line with us. And Jordan, I mean, you played 13 years in the NHL, countless moments to kind of reminisce on. What are you most proud of about your NHL career?
Well, I was always told my whole career that I was too small and never good enough and not skilled enough to make the big leagues. And, you know, I think, you know, hard work, persistence, determination was instilled in me as a young kid. And you know, I want to prove the naysayers wrong by my actions. And, you know, I'm very... took a lot of hard work, a lot of commitment and sacrifice and whatnot. So, you know, like I said, the city of Nashville took me in as a young kid and opened their arms and welcomed me. And Nashville's always going to have a place in my heart, you know, for the years to come. And I think at the end of the day, what I'll remember the most is our fan base, how intense they were, and every time we played a game, the how loud the building was, and just, you know, remembering the fact that we as professional athletes, you know, lead the way for our communities. And in tough times like this, you know, we all know that public figures can make a big difference. And, you know, hopefully, you know, I'll be remembered as a guy who came in, a young Inuk guy who was always there for our fans. And, you know, I think that's one thing that I'll cherish forever.
Jordan, during these uncertain times, we all are experiencing the same situation. We're all staying at home, trying to stay safe and healthy, spending time with our families. What has your family done to pass the time as we've been sheltered at home?
It's been a lot of fun. You know, I think in times like this, families come together and create lifelong memories with one another. You know, my wife and I, Jen, you know, we're very fortunate. We're healthy ourselves, and our two daughters, Sienna and Avery, are healthy. And, you know, just being able to be home and watch them grow has been a treat. And, you know, I think as hockey players being on the road, we tend to miss out on a lot of our kids' childhood. And I think a lot of players throughout the league are appreciating this time to be home. And you know, growing up in a very isolated community, I'm kind of used to this. So the slower pace of life, and so it's all about just getting out in nature and doing whatever you want out there. That's what it's about. And, you know, we're able to take our kids out and you know, pick up sticks and throw rocks and create our own games. And, you know, I didn't grow up playing video games. So in our household, you know, the iPads, the screen time, TV time has always been very limited. It's about being outdoors in the fresh air and creating memories outside.
Jordan, last thing for you here before we let you go. You know, players have spoken about the impact that Barry Trotz had on their careers and their personal lives as well. What sort of impact did Barry Trotz have on you during your time in Nashville?
Life-changing for me. You know, Trotzy, not only Trotzy, but, you know, Mr. David Boyle, who cared about Jordan Tutu the person, not the hockey player. And I still see it that, you know, Trotzy and Poyle care about their players and their families and accept everyone for who they are. And I think, you know, Trotzy's, I'm still in contact with both of them every now and then. And, you know, it's hard to put into words how thankful I am and appreciative of, you know, how much they cared about me. You know, I've been sober for 9 years now, and it's been quite the ride, but life is good for me now. I'm very comfortable and content in my own skin, and, you know, the old Jordan Tutu was a pretty rambunctious, out-of-control young lad, and you know, for Trotzy and Poyle to pull me into their office, you know, not only once, countless times, to help me clean up my act and finally realizing that I had a problem and admitting and accepting help was the best gift that I was ever offered to me. And it gave me another 7-8 years of playing in the National Hockey League. And, you know, I've stopped one cycle to start a new cycle for my family and for the Indigenous communities. I'm able to go out in the communities and talk about my story and show people that it doesn't matter where you come from. Anything's possible if you have the right mindset, if you have the right support system. And, you know, my teammates, I want to thank every one of them for supporting me and believing in me. And but like I said, Trotsky and Poyle and the whole coaching staff and organization, you know, words can't express who I am for them to care about Jordan Tutu, the person.
Former Predators forward Jordan Tutu has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Jordan, thanks so much, man, for taking time to come on with us this morning. I wish you and the family best of luck as we move forward here.
My pleasure, gentlemen. Thank you for having me, and stay safe. Stay inside, guys. Wash your hands and enjoy each other's company.
Thank you, Jordan.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate you, man. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. That's next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Adam Vinyan here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.